Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Scrappy Lambert. A few weeks ago, I started a series of programs in which I focused on a vocalist who recorded with Bix, and I played recordings by that vocalist that did not include Bix. I had programs on Irving Kaufman and on Smith Ballou. Today, I'll focus on Scrappy Lambert. I'm afraid I do not have biographical information about Scrappy Lambert, except that he recorded between 1926 and 1941, and when he gave up recording, he was an executive or at least an administrator for MCA. After that, he became a real estate agent. He made enormous numbers of recordings in the 1920s and 30s with several bands, such as Jack Albin, Ben Burney, and Henry Bosick, the California Ramblers, Harry Reeser, the Dorsey Brothers, Lou Gold, Bob Herring, Isham Jones, Roger Wolfcan, Hal Kemp, Sam Lennon, Abe Lyman, Ben Pollack, Fred Rich, Ben Selvin, Nat Shilkret, Joe Venuti, and of course Frank Trombauer with Bix. Okay. Let's get started with the music now. The first two numbers that I want to play come from a recording of June 4th, 1928. First, I'll play Evening Star and then Forgetting You. These were recorded by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. And the composition of the band there is Leo McConville and Fozzie Ferrar on trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Herbert Spencer on tenor sax, Carl Kress on guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, and Scrappy Lambert on vocal. So let's listen then to Scrappy Lambert with the Dorsey Brothers in 1928. Thank you.
you are. Oh, please come out and help me find my man. Evening star, please send your light afar and tell him that I want him if you can. He's been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man.
The trumpet solo there was by Tommy Dorsey. All right, now I would like to turn to two recordings by Lou Gold and his orchestra. First one is Halfway to Heaven, that was recorded on August 18, 1928. And the next one is Breakaway, recorded in April of 1929. I don't have the composition of the bands. All I know is that Scrappy Lambert is in the vocalist in these recordings. The Breakaway was released under the pseudonym of Cliff Roberts and his orchestra for Lou Gold, because his name was used on Cameo, Lincoln and Romeo issues of these recordings. So let's listen then to Scrappy Lambert with Lou Gold in 1928 and in 1929.
It feels you get the happiest sensation. Write a little note on your toes. Don't forget to dot the I's. Look at what you wrote, goodness knows. It's easy as pie. Come on and fake away. Get hot and shake away. You'll do the breakaway by and by.
A pretty good trombone solo there. I am afraid I don't know who that is. If anyone does, please send me an email at ahem at Mixography, please. Thank you. Now, let's turn to Scrappy Lambert as a vocalist for Sam Lennon and his orchestra. First, I'll play Do Something, recorded on April 26, 1929, and then I'm on a Diet of Love, recorded on January 17th, 1930. Now, for the Do Something recording, the Sam Lennon Orchestra consists of Phil Napoleon and another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Andy Sanella on clarinet or alto sax, Merle Johnston on clarinet or tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Jimmy Mullen on brass bass, and Stan Kings on drums. Quite a collection of jazz musicians there. For the January 17th, 1930 session, where they recorded I'm on a Diet of Love, the band consists of Manny Klein and Tommy Thunen on trumpets, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey and Andy Sanella on clarinet, alto sax, Larry Binion or Joe Dubin on tenor sax, Murray Kellner on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Charlie Magnante on piano accordion, Tony Colucci on banjo and guitar, Hank Stern on brass bass, and either Vic Burton or Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to Scrappy Lambert with Sam Lennon and his orchestra in 1929 and in 1930.
Ain't been hot, ain't been killed, wanna see what I've missed. Oh, do you do something? That time and the place and the place and the time I know. That bench and the park and the park and the bench and go. Other pairs making haste. Look at me gone away. Oh, do 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 something.
Those two songs are lovely. I really like them very, very much. And Scrappy Lambert does a very nice vocal there, almost unrecognizable. I don't know. Anyway, well, let's go now to the record of the week. And for that, I'm turning to Willard Robison and his orchestra, the Chicago Loopers. This is a recording from October 20, 1927. Take one of I'm More Than Satisfied with the Bix on cornet, Tram on C melody, Don Murray on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on banjo,
and Vic Burton on drums. The vocal is by the Deep River Quintet. It's a very, very nice recording, I think. Some people object a lot to the river, to the Deep River Quintet. I don't mind them at all, and overall, this gives the feel of chamber jazz music. So here is the record of the week. I'm more than satisfied. 1927, Bix and Tram, Don Murray, Frank Signorelli, Eddie Lang, and Vic Burton. That is beautiful. Well, let's return now to Scrappy Lambert. And I'd like to get in a couple of numbers. First one is a recording by Ben Burney and his orchestra from March 22nd, 1928. It's Borneo. It's a number that Bix and Tram recorded also. The vocal here is by the duet of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. I'm going to follow that with a recording by Adrian Schubert and his Salon Orchestra with Bob Efros on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Tony Parenti on clarinet or alto sax, Charlie Magnante on piano accordion. There is also a banjo, a brass bass, and drums. And this is from March 25th, 1930. So, let's listen then to Scrappy Lambert, first with Ben Burney in 1928, and then with Adrian Schubert Salon Orchestra in 1930.
Thank you.
Did you get a lot of that somewhat Dixian trumpet by Bob Effers? He was indeed one of the trumpet players from the 1920s who was under the spell of Bix. All right, to finish the segment on Scrappy Lambert, I want to turn to two numbers by Ben Pollack and his Park Central Orchestra. These were recorded on January 24th, 1929. And first I'll play Let's Sit and Talk About You. This is a Dorothy Fields Jim McHugh tune. And I'll follow that with the Sally of My Dreams. Now, the band consists of Jimmy McPartland and Al Harris on cornet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet or alto sax, Gil Rodin on alto sax, Larry Binion on clarinet, tenor sax, Al Beller, Ed Bergman on violin, Bill Schumann on violoncello, Vic Bridis on piano, Dick Morgan guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass or string bass, and Ray Burdock on drums. So let's listen then to Scrappy Lambert with the Ben Pollack Park Central Orchestra in 1929.
Thank you. sunny smile comes stealing when I'm feeling blue. Sometimes, Sally dear, it seems that maybe you will someday soon be dreaming too of just a shady dell where we can always dwell among the flowers in that land of make-believe. Sweet Sally, dreams are coming true. The day you say you love me half as much as I love you.
That is another beautiful tune. I love it. What embarrassment of riches in the 1920s in terms of talent. Composers, musicians, amazing. Okay, now for the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to a Stomp Off CD. This is entitled Deep Night. It's Barbara Rosin with Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks. And the track that I want to play is Am I Blue? The musicians in the band are Andy Stein on violin, John Eric Kelso on cornet, Dan Levison on alto tenor, saxophone or clarinet, Brad Shigeta on trombone, Canalf Fox on piano, Jay Berliner on guitar, and Vince Giordano on either banjo or string bass or tuba. And Arnie Kinsella is on drums. This was recorded on August 2000. Okay, so let's listen then to Barbara Rosin with the Vince Giordano's Nighthawks in the year 2000.
Now I'm again till today. Now he's gone and we're blue. Am I blue? He's in Chicago. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham trying to get some money to get to see my honey. I am, indeed I am, with the blues in my heart and my shoes want to start, but I'm in a jam. As blue as the sky blue, I'm wondering why do these tears in these eyes telling you no one feels like I do. Boo hoo, boo hoo, boo hoo. Each plan with my man done fell through. Was a time I was his only, only, only one, but now
great stuff. Anytime you have Vince Giordano in the band, either just playing, directing, whatever, you have a good recording. There's no question about that. Well, let's get back to Bix now. to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.